You're listening to This Boy Elroy, episode number 46.
Hey everybody, this is, I hope that wasn't too loud. This is Adam, and you're listening to my podcast, This Boy Elroy. So, I guess I'm not podcasting as frequently as I used to, so I forget the last time I podcasted, so I have to go on the website and find out when I podcasted last, because I don't want to be redundant. In any case, though, I had a really fantastic weekend. It was just me most of the time. It was like the weekend of Adam. And when did I do this? Grillin' Chicken was on. Give me some dates, please. February 21st, which was when? Oh, boy. This is really boring, isn't it? You're listening to me trying to find out. Okay, so it was last Wednesday. Anywho. So, so my weekend was fantastic because I really just kind of hung out with myself, which I haven't, believe it or not, seeing as Brad's been gone, I haven't had very much time by myself because I've been pretty busy with my friends and everything. So it was nice to finally just, be with myself and everything. But Friday night, did anything exciting happen on Thursday to me? I don't think so. But on Friday night, I hung out with a friend on Friday night, my friend Sebastian from work, who is someone I don't normally, I just started hanging out with him. Like he and I have been, we've been friendly at work since I've worked at where I'm working right now, which is about a year and a half now. But I'm watching the Mavericks game and it's like a commercial break and they have the cheerleaders on right now and they're shaking their asses and it cracks me up. It's really funny. My friend Sebastian came over and we just hung out and talked, and he's just like such a great guy, you know, because and he's like the first straight guy that I'm able to completely feel comfortable around. And just, you know, we're able to talk and it's not awkward or weird or anything. I mean, you know, I think he's really attractive, but the thing that's interesting about that is, you know, even though I find him really attractive and everything, I'm not objectifying him like I would with some other guy that I thought was attractive, you know, and it would be all weird for me to hang out with a straight guy who I thought is attractive. So, because I really, really enjoy his company and everything. So, and we just talked about everything, and he makes his own beer. So we were talking, he was telling me about how like the whole process of making beer and everything, and we got some beers at the Whole Foods, and he was telling me, you know, when you buy like ale and stuff like that, so if you buy like those big, I guess they're the 40-ounce bottles, so we bought these 40-ounce bottles of these three different beers. And I had no idea. You know, when you pour those things, you're not supposed to pour them all the way towards the end because on the bottom there's what's called lees, L-E-E-S, and that's the yeast left over from like the you know the fermentation and stuff. Well, actually, the beer ferments in the bottle a little bit. So, and I think that's how it gets carbonated too. I think he was telling me because they add a little bit of sugar. And then the yeast that's still left over after everything's cooked together ferments at the bottom of the bottle, and that's how it gets carbonated in the bottle. So it's really interesting, actually, learning about how beer is made from Sebastian. And and he's French, in case you're wondering. And his name's Sebastian, like the crab from The Little Mermaid. But, you know, he and I are just like, we just had a really great time. And he brought over a Cuban cigar because some girl that he knows that he kind of sort of dates or whatever, she just had one or something and she gave it to him earlier in the week. And, he asked me on Friday during the day, he's like, hey, you know, do you smoke? And I was like, oh, well, you know, I can. Why? What do you mean? You know, and at first I thought he was asking me if I smoked pot. And I was like, oh, score. Awesome. You know, you want to get stoned? Let's party. Whatever. He asked, and because he told me he had this Cuban cigar, and I was like, oh, cool. I mean, I've had cigars before, and I've been overall just kind of like bleh about them, but this one was really good. It was really good, and I really enjoyed it. So we shared the cigar and just sat back and like had beers and just played some Wii, and we had a really good time. And it was so funny, like we didn't even realize how late it was. You know, because he asked me, hey, what time is it? And it was like 2 o'clock, and we didn't even know. And it was just a really good time. It was nice to hang out with him because it's different from my regular group of friends and everything. And so just talking about different things. And that cigar was really good, but we smoked it in the house. And man, oh, it just stunk up the entire place. So the next morning, I just was spending, like, putting out dishes of vinegar, because I don't know if you know, but vinegar is an odor neutralizer, and it still wouldn't go away, and eventually I aired out the house, and I just had to break down and buy some Febreze, and I think that did it, so, but the smell's gone now. It's been just fantastic weather here, too. I really think that winter is over in Dallas, which is great. I don't know where all y'all are, but I'm sorry if you still have to endure more winter, because we're having just great weather. Saturday during the day, I think I was, what did I do? What? Oh, I woke up and I went to the gym, and then it's kind of like putzed around. We had like a weird, it was supposed to be a crappy day, but then it was nice. And then I had the windows open, and then all of a sudden the sky went orange. I'm not kidding you. It went completely orange. And I think we had a dust storm. But it's not like the dust storms that I'm used to, because coming from Arizona during the monsoon season, you get like these dust storms and they really just kind of blow in and then they leave and it's followed by rain. But this was weird. Like the sky just turned like this weird orange color, and it was seriously as if we were in kind of like a Ghostbusters movie. And, you know, remember in the very first Ghostbusters movie when all the ghosts escape from the containment unit, and Sigourney Weaver's like, you know, there is no Dana, only Zool. That's what it was like. That's seriously what it was like. Are you the Keymaster? God, it's so funny as a kid, like when I watched that, I didn't even get that, you know, like, and then you go and you watch that as an adult and you say, damn, this is dirty, you know? Are you the Keymaster? I'm the gatekeeper. Oh, man. And then they have sex and it opens the gate. So dirty. Ghostbusters is a good movie. My dad is actually at the end of that movie. And my friend Heather can corroborate that. She took the time one day when we were in high school to watch the end of Ghostbusters in slow motion, and she saw my dad in the crowd when they're, you know, near Central Park, and there's that building, and the building gets blown up and everything. So she saw my dad in the movie. So I remember when he came home that night, he said that he was like in a movie or something. My mom and I were like, whatever, you weren't in a movie. You're crazy. So, oh, okay. So then Sunday, Sunday was great. I woke up, Dorothy and Jay, my great, great friends here. I love them so much. We went to go get some Chinese dumplings for like a brunch kind of thing, like a lunch brunch kind of thing. And it was just so great. I just love the dumpling place that we have here in Dallas. There's a Chinatown up here and it's just phenomenal. So we went up there and we pigged out. We had a feast for the three of us for $33, and it was so great. So really, it wasn't so bad per person. We had a huge feast of dumplings and soup, and they got egg rolls and tea and all this stuff. So it was nice. And I'm allowing myself one time a week, one day a week, I'm allowed to eat whatever I want. So that's, and that's good, because it's kind of like it's a goal for me. So that, you know, I keep myself on my diet the rest of the week, and I say, all right, if you if you don't follow your eating plan, and by diet, I don't mean like kind of like the restrictive eating thing. I mean like an eating plan. So I stay on my diet of, you know, the healthy foods and stuff and all that stuff. And, but then, so that way one day a week I can go ahead and eat whatever I want. So as like a, you know, like a treat. And it's nice to shock your system, I think, every once in a while. Keep it guessing. So, and then afterwards, now Sunday was just great. Sunday was just fantastic. Afterwards, I came back home and I was just kind of sitting around doing nothing. And I thought it was such a beautiful day outside. It was really gorgeous. And so I took Brad's bike down, and he needed his tires or something were kind of flat or whatever. And initially I was just going to take it up to the, oh, speaking of Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd is at the Mavericks game here in Dallas. That is so funny. That's so weird. They're just showing him now on television. So funny. What was I saying? Oh, so I went on this great bike ride yesterday. It was fantastic. And Brad's tires didn't need to be fixed. They just needed to have air. So that was funny. But I went on this great bike ride, and originally I was just going to kind of go around the neighborhood, but I wound up riding really, really far, and because I just didn't want to stop because it was so beautiful outside. And that was just delightful. And then I finally heard from Brad because we hadn't spoken all weekend because he was away at a kind of like a symposium on the beach in Australia. So he got out of Canberra for the first time since he's been there, and he went to the beach with his colleagues and everything, and he had a really great time. And he was telling me about the tide pools and everything, and how there's just like these like mini ecosystems in the tide pools on the beach, and you see all the sea anemones and all these crabs and sea cucumbers, and not maybe not sea cucumbers, but sea slugs and all this stuff. Sounded really, really great. But the funny thing that he told me was that he was swimming in the ocean, and he said, he's like, yeah, I was surrounded by all these beautiful, like, blue jellyfish things. And I was like, what? You know, and he's like, yeah. And I said, Brad, I think those are Portuguese man of war, because I know that in all the guidebooks that I've read for Australia, and I've known about Portuguese man of war before because I'm fascinated by jellyfish, actually. And they are one of the most, I think they're one of the most like deadly jellyfish. They're not really jellyfish though, Portuguese man of war. I don't know what they are, but they're not technically jellyfish. They're like these blue bubbly things that float on the water, and their tentacles just kind of trail behind them. And I've heard that their sting is one of the worst. It really is one of the worst ones. And the worst thing that could ever happen to you is that if you're somehow in the open ocean and you get stung by one of those things, you're basically dead because you're going to be in so much pain, you're just going to drown. And Brad was telling me he was swimming in the ocean, and there were like all these kind of like little baby ones all around him, and he didn't know what they were. He had no idea what they were. And he found one on the beach and like picked it up with his fingers or something. And I asked him if he was okay, and he said he was fine and he didn't get stung or anything. So, and I think he asked some of the people he was with whether or not, or what it was. And I think they said it was a Portuguese man of war, but I guess maybe when they're babies, they don't sting, but that doesn't make sense because usually in nature, babies are more poisonous or, you know, more aggressive because they need to survive and stuff. You know, the imperative for survival is, you know, bigger when you're a baby. So that just blew my mind that he was swimming in the ocean. And I asked him if there was a net in the ocean where he was swimming, because in all the guidebooks, it says, you know, you shouldn't swim in the ocean unless there's a net. And they have these nets in Australia that they put them out at the beaches, and it's a netted off area where you swim, and the net prevents jellyfish from coming in that area so people don't get stung, because these jellyfish, they hurt from what I've heard. So, and like I said, you're supposed to urinate on it or something, or some whatever. But to prevent the sting or whatever, to stop the sting. So, yeah, I finally heard from him. But the thing is that when I heard from him, it was like 4 or 5 in the morning or something when he text messaged me that he got back in. And I was just like in a state because I really, really wanted to hear from him all weekend. I was really missing him a lot. And so I woke up and we talked for about an hour and 40 minutes, I think. Yeah. And, I wound up, I mean, by the time we got off the phone, it was time for me to wake up for work, and I was just a zombie, and I couldn't go to work. So I called in sick. I chucked a sickie, as they say in Australia. I've been reading my Australian, term book, whatever, my Australian dictionary kind of thing that Brad sent me a link to. And, I guess for playing hooky, they say you chuck a sickie. So when you take a day off and you say you're sick, but you're perfectly fine. So yeah, I called in and, didn't go to work today because I was just going to be a zombie all day. I didn't really have anything to do, so it was no big deal, but it's one of my sick days used for the year, so I only get three, but I should be fine. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. So I have to apologize. Well, first of all, I want to say one thing. In case you don't know, you should go listen to Real Men Wear Pink version 2.0 at realmenwearpink.net. I'm no longer doing that show, but JT has a new co-host, Jimmy, who is fantastic. And Jimmy he used to have a blog called The Jimmy Chronicles, but he's taken that down. And Jimmy is also on the Jimmy and Dan Variety Cast, which is another podcast you should go check out as well if you don't already listen to it. So I'm not doing Real Men Wear Pink anymore, and if you listen to the new version of that show, JT explains why, and it's basically that I just don't have time to do two podcasts. I mean, I barely do this one, so I just don't have the time to commit to that, and I know JT wants it to be really, really good, and he wants to, you know, do it often, and it's not fair that I continue to do that with him, so I stepped aside and let someone else do it. And also, I want to apologize. I feel, you know, this is so funny. I feel bad because I haven't been listening to podcasts at all lately in the past week and a half, 2 weeks, I guess. And so I have to get back into it. And it's so funny that I feel guilty, but I feel like, you know, with this whole podcasting community that we're all kind of like doing the same thing and we all support each other in by leaving comments and listening to each other. So I feel kind of like I'm betraying everybody or something, which is funny, but I guess I do kind of miss listening to podcasts, but it's nice to take a break, you know, and you just kind of hit reset for a while. Like I said, it's nice to shock your system every now and then. So I don't think I have any other exciting news or tidbits that's going on in my life right now. But if I do, I'll let you know in the next one. All right, everybody, take care of yourselves, and I will talk to you later. Go to thisboyelroy.com, leave comments, and if you want to contact me, you can email me at thisboyelroy@gmail.com. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye-bye.